Business Brief, the most widely read business magazine in South Africa, brings you the Business Brief interview of the week.
Welcome back to Contemporary Business, and it's time now for the Business Brief interview of the week. And just to remind you, Business Brief is the number one online and in printed form business magazine in South Africa. It is read by the largest number of people, and it's really populated with great content from thought leaders here in South Africa and around the global business community. I came across an article by Graham Crook, which was entitled "The Internet of Things Security Concerns Hamper Growth." And as we know, IoT hasn't even, if you want, become a reality yet here in South Africa. And already we're starting to understand that there are barriers with the implementation of IoT. We're also told, on the other hand, that we're headed towards a fourth industrial revolution, or we're already in the fourth industrial revolution. And to that extent, this article just sort of sent off a whole lot of red flags for me around the quality of the protection of information. So I'm very pleased to be joined by Graham Crook. Graham, thank you so much for joining me here on Contemporary Business.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
So let's start off by asking a very basic question. Why did you write this article?
I wrote the article because I wanted to create awareness about managing and securing IoT devices. I've recognized that we live in a world where it's more connected than ever, with devices and connectivity becoming cheaper, faster, and smaller. And that introduces a whole lot of new problems to businesses who are rushing towards digitalization. And the idea was really to make sure that as people rush towards digitalization, they do it in a structured way.
All right, so let's start off by my asking you, where are businesses exposed in this regard? Let's start there.
Okay, so if you look at IoT devices and the integration into the architecture that we have, you will notice that we actually have devices which have limited antivirus and endpoint security. They've got late or incomplete security patches applied to them. They're applied to legacy systems which are no longer effectively supported. And they have limitations associated with real-time monitoring, which is required in terms of scanning of operational networks to keep the thing operating properly. So as one rushes to implement all these things, you actually make cybersecurity a compromised situation and a defense challenge for businesses.
So if that's the problem that is at our feet, number one, do you believe that the companies that are developing things that are going to be utilized via the infrastructure of the internet are, their minds are open to these risks? And number two, do you think that the instruments to remediate this problem are readily available?
So there's two questions there. Most businesses' minds are not yet ready for the very fast rate at which the implementation is happening. And secondly, they are not ready to implement in a structured way. And that's exactly why I wrote the article. When you look at professional uses of IoT, especially in industrial and critical infrastructure applications where it's going, sufficient care is not yet being taken to ensure that it's done in a proper and well-planned way.
So I wanted to say that is in terms of, I suppose, what standard, what protocol, what sense of framework are you actually saying that these guys are not yet ready?
Well, the problem is, if one looks at it, that the actual standards don't really apply. So what we've noticed is that managing the Internet of Things is going to be a key challenge for a while standards are being developed. So until such time as there are standards, the vulnerabilities are easy to exploit by, let's call them the bad hackers out there. And it becomes a problem when one considers the level of privacy that is expected of businesses today. So when you start talking about POPIA and GDPR, the vulnerabilities expose businesses to breaches on those sides.
Who would you believe are responsible? What organizations, what caliber of person should be responsible for, number one, establishing those standards? And then which organization do you think should be the organization responsible for implementing the standards you're saying are not there but maybe should be there?
So I think the organizations that should be responsible for implementation of the standards and for development of the standards are things like the Information Security and Control Association, ISACA, which is based in the United States. I think that governmental agencies, if they were sufficiently qualified, should be responsible together with private community for the development of the required standards. And then lastly, I think that because it affects banking so much, I think that the banking organizations should also be developing the standards. What you actually need in terms of people is qualified electrical engineers who understand data structures, who understand data architecture, and who understand security. So it's a combination of electrical engineers with data scientists.
What you're saying is actually frightening to me, because what you're saying is that there isn't a regulatory authority to try and control by way of establishing standards and then applying and, I suppose, enforcing these standards in South Africa. There is an American one, but it doesn't sound like there's a South African footprint or corresponding association for that American organization and their standards. That it doesn't sound like government, if you want, are facilitating that the social partners, business and labor, come together and put this kind of structure together. And what you're really saying is that there's no control, that if people want to start applying things within the framework of the internet, use their machines, use their cars, use their fridges, use their lighting systems, etc., there is absolutely no conventional method of application, standardized method of application that can be assessed, that can be measured, that the South African Bureau of Standards can in fact attest to. I mean, it really sounds like the Wild West.
It is, unfortunately, it is. The only area where I would say there are some form of standards is in the communication space. So where you have some control is on wireless connectivity. As far as I'm concerned, that is the only area in South Africa, certainly. As far as other areas where the vulnerabilities exist with regards to the problem of security, there's absolutely no standard with regards to security of these devices. Where we talk about artificial intelligence, there's no standards there. Data, big data and the analytics of data, there's no standards that I'm aware of. And then lastly, with regards to endpoint security technology, certainly there are no standards that are being applied to IoT devices.
With your understanding of what's going on, doesn't it fall to you and people like you to actually establish the kind of focus groups and subject matter expert groups to do what it is you're suggesting needs to be done?
That's a good question, and the simple answer is I've just returned from a trip to Israel, which in fact are the leaders, as far as I'm concerned, are one of the leaders in the world in this regard, and we in fact set up a focus group there, a BDO global focus group to address these problems.
And who are you inviting to become involved in this process, I suppose?
So we're inviting all our global clients to get involved with us in developing these standards and rolling out the necessary protection that is required before our clients rush on to the digital journey.
And normally it would require some kind of regulation or government role in enforcing the application of those standards to make your clients take this kind of notion separately? Do you think that that's going to be required in this instance, or do you think your clients are actually quite open to participating in this kind of a venture?
Our clients, the experience we've had is that our clients are very open to participating. However, the one negative response that we've had is the allocation of budget. To actually control these devices and implement the right controls requires substantial budget. So we've got a little bit of a debate with our clients at the moment as to how much to allocate to afford the right protection required before rushing onto the devices. There are two parts to this. The one is our clients who are using IoT to manage critical infrastructure. At that stage, our clients are more than happy to spend as much as they need to because they see the risk associated with critical infrastructure. Where we're struggling with our clients is where they talk about the Internet of Things applicable to individuals. So an individual who's prepared to, let's say, do banking using his digital watch, they are not prepared to secure that. They are relying on the individual to make sure that he does his bank recons and that he manages his own fraud risk before he rushes onto that. So quite a debate going on as we speak.
I've been speaking with Graham Crook, and Graham Crook is from BDO, and it's a large consulting practice around the world, I think, and we need to stipulate that. I'm horrified, Graham, by this gap that you're having to address, but at the same time by the gap which doesn't seem to be being addressed with any kind of earnest commitment from government and from a regulatory perspective in this country. But at least someone is sitting up and doing something about it. Because, I mean, in the absence of these standards and the enforcement mechanism for these standards, even if it's on a voluntary basis, I think we truly will have a Wild West situation and a huge amount of barriers and obstacles and accidents that are going to happen into the future. So thank you so much for coming on to Contemporary Business. I definitely want to chat to you about this again in the future. And, go well.
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate the time you've given me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.